All right, now ready to go. Sorry for the inconvenience, but you chanted good. Thank you. You're very self-realized. So when Lord Chaitanya went to his guru said, okay, you don't read Vedanta philosophy, just chant Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya strictly obeyed his guru, went back, chanted Hare Krishna. So after some time, Lord Chaitanya went back to his guru and said, Gurudev, you told me don't read Vedanta, you told me just chant, but something's happening. When I chant, my hair stand on end. I feel shivering in my body. I'm trembling. And tears are coming from my eyes. And I'm sometimes I'm so much emotion, I cannot chant properly. What is happening? And his Gurudev said, oh, you have achieved the perfection of chanting. You followed my instruction. So Lord Chaitanya's chanting is purely without offense. So within, he's experiencing the eight kinds of ecstasy that comes from pure offenseless chanting. So when his guru heard this, now he said, okay, now that you have achieved perfection, continue to chant. Didn't tell him to stop. Continue to chant and preach. Preach the value of this Hare Krishna mantra and stay in the association of devotees. So when I see this verse, happiness within, I am picturing Lord Chaitanya chanting the Maha Mantra and experiencing the ecstatic ecstasy. The final section of this fifth chapter is called the Peace Formula. And there are eight verses in this section. We don't have time to finish. So we'll go to the final verse of this chapter, which I said was the most important verse. And I'm sure many of you know it, so please repeat. Moktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantam richyati. So Prabhupada calls this verse the peace formula. During the 60s, during the time of the Vietnam War, Prabhupada was often asked by newspapers and reporters, what is your opinion of the peace movement? What is your opinion of the war? So Prabhupada would many times quote this verse of Bhagavad Gita. You want peace? Here's how to get peace. You need to practice three things. First thing, bhoktaram yajna tapasam. That Krishna, he's the enjoyer, bhokta. He's the enjoyer, and therefore all sacrifices and penances and austerities should be done for his satisfaction. And Lord Chaitanya would go a step further and say, the recommended sacrifice for the age of Kali, Nam Sankirtan, congregational chanting. Everybody chant congregationally one time. So the first thing is to understand that Krishna is the enjoyer. The second thing, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the proprietor. He's the proprietor on the material plane. He's the proprietor of the spiritual plane. Whatever plane there is, whatever existence there is, Krishna is the supreme controller. He's the controller of all other controllers. There may be sub-controllers. There are so many levels of controllers. But Krishna says, I am the supreme controller. So this is the second thing one needs if they want peace. And then the third thing, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna says, I am everyone's dear most friend. And Prahlad explains why. Because he's in your heart. Nobody can get closer to you than Krishna. And you know, husbands and wives, there are a few things your partner doesn't know. I'm sure there's at least one secret So they don't know everything. You don't have to tell me. But there is something. But there's no secret you can keep from Krishna. No. He has seen it all. He sees everything we've done, everything we do. And I may have a good friend. I may give them a good hug. Right? I may embrace my wife. But they can only get so close. But Krishna, right there, next door, in the heart. Krishna is there. He's your next door neighbor. So Krishna, and we already said, quoting chapter 15, Krishna is the one who's sanctioning everything. Krishna is sanctioning everything. So I always tell people, you have a problem, you have a concern, you're worried, chant. Yes, it's not that I tell people don't do anything. No. People come to me for advice from all over the world. I get emails from people all over the world and they're asking me advice. So I tell them, yes, do everything on the material side, but on top of that, you have to pray to Krishna. That has to be there. Because we've already mentioned, you can do everything on the material side and still fail. So you need that extra thing. And that extra thing is getting the sanction of Krishna, and Krishna's in the heart. And how does Krishna become pleased? He becomes pleased when you have the service attitude and he sees that you are sincerely chanting and hearing about him. That's when Krishna in your heart becomes very pleased. That's why you need to come to the temple every Sunday and very attentively hear and chant. If for anything but for your own benefit, for your own benefit, come and be blessed by Krishna, by seeing Krishna, hearing Krishna, tasting Krishna, and get the good wishes from the other devotees. That's why I'm instructed. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaya bacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I'm noticing today how for me many of you are relating to me more and more lovingly, more and more friendly, and I see this as a very good sign. This is a very, very good sign. This shows that there is purification taking place and some effect is happening. Because the effect of Krishna conscious preaching is that everyone becomes closer and more intent on serving Krishna. So right now, I'd like to give you a blessing. Do you want a blessing? Yes. All right. So my blessing is that this week, no, say for the month, till I come back next. Am I coming back next month? All right. You never know. So my blessing is that from now until the next month, all your anxieties go away. How's that? Now, I don't know, you know, how powerful I am. So that's why we got to do it more. So now, we have to help each other. So I want everyone to sit very nicely, and I want you to sing the Maha Mantra, but now, I want you to sing it with as much love and devotion as you can. Okay? Let's do it together, and let's really try to pray to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Little louder, little louder. Thank you. just the ladies. Now the men. Everybody, bolo! Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. My dear Lord Krishna, please remove all the obstacles in all of these devotees' lives and take away all their anxieties. Take away everything that is preventing them from experiencing pure love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.